So here's the thing. I really like being good at things that most people are not good at. It gets me off to blow people's minds in ways that they're not expecting. So like if that pings in you and you're like, oh, that'd be kind of cool to be like really good at something that they weren't expecting me to be phenomenal at. Hand jobs are the thing. And I've had it said about me. Someone said that I gave the Ferrari of hand jobs. And I like to say that I give life-changing hand jobs.
Welcome to Honey Do Me, a podcast that goes into the bedroom and beyond, hosted by Emma Norman
and Cass Anderson.
Here at Honey Do Me, we don't have all the answers, so we chat with experts, educators, and badass changemakers to get them.
We are here to remind our listeners and ourselves that what we're going through is normal, that we are worthy of love and pleasure,
and that we are all in this together. So tell us, honey, how do you do you?
Cracking?
I got one.
Nice.
Whoa!
We're just warming these babies up for you.
Warming these hands up. You know why?
Hand jobs.
Hand jobs! Not like we're going to give each other
like
them.
The hand jive.
But just warming them up and getting ready for today.
Yeah, we have an amazing,
so informative
episode coming your way.
Yes, we sure do.
Because today on the podcast, we have Ashley Manta. So she is an award-winning sex and relationship coach. She is the creator of Cannasexual, which is the mindful combination of sex and cannabis.
Mm-hmm, which we've touched on before, which is so cool.
So if you haven't heard that episode of the internet, definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. But perhaps my favorite thing is that Ashley is a hand job expertise.
You know what I say. Anyway, I didn't even know we could find someone who had the knowledge, the well of knowledge that we gained.
No, I had literally no idea how many things you can do with your hands and a penis.
And a penis.
Like, truly no idea. Because if I'm being honest, I have not given a hand job in a very long time.
Since the flood, I haven't given a hand job.
since
the flood.
I was like, since Dad got home. But I meant it in a very different way.
Like from the war?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both are true. It's been a very long time. I also thought I knew everything I could possibly fucking know about.
Yeah, because you just hold it and then you...
You go like this.
You know,
this
like motion. A shake weight.
Yeah. Like right
there. Yeah. Newsflash. That's not actually
so much
it.
More.
Hand jobs are super cool. And as Ashley will tell you in the episode, if you don't like hand jobs, it's because you haven't gotten a good one.
Yeah, you don't have any imagination or education.
Yeah, if you want to use her exact words, which I did tell my partner.
But I think it was just, we needed to have this episode. It needed to like bust through that wall of like, I'm never going to give a hand job because they're boring.
Exactly.
Slash or the like, whole argument, like, I can do it myself, so why should someone else give it to me? Anyway, we touch on all of that. And
turns
I think,
out you can't do this to yourself.
Yeah, turns out... No. Otherwise, you perhaps worked at Cirque du Soleil.
Or perhaps you are an acrobat.
A shapeshifter, if you will.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I think you guys are going to fucking enjoy.
Yes. You're going to get some good.
Keep it in your ear holes. And we'll
so
see you on
messy.
The other side. So I think we should just dive right into hand jobs.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. So my main question when I think of hand jobs is... Are they still cool and like relevant? Because I feel like I don't put them at the forefront of like my foreplay
or life in general.
I feel like they get like eye rolls, you know? So why are hand jobs still important to participate in?
I would argue that hand jobs are more important than ever, which is one of the reasons that I co-founded International Hand Job Day, which is July 21st. Mark
Yay!
Your calendars.
I love that.
about 5 years ago, Dr. Timory Schmidt and I were lamenting that hand jobs tend to prompt this eye roll effect, and that, you know, the hand job is really like the undersung hero of sex acts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the reason I say that it's more important than ever is for a couple of reasons. One is, most importantly, the orgasm gap, which is that in heterosexual pairings, people with vulvas are less likely to orgasm than they would be with another vulva owning partner, by like 60%. Yeah. So that tells me that in and of itself, like penetrative intercourse is not the path to orgasm for most people with vulvas. Mm-hmm. The other piece of that is, and I define hand jobs broadly as anytime hands are touching genitals. So it can equally go for penises or for pussy massage.
Okay.
The other piece is that like, I have a tight jaw and a shallow gag reflex, and so I don't love giving blowjobs. Mm-hmm. I also don't like cum in my mouth, but I have two hands that are exceptionally talented that don't fatigue nearly as quickly as my mouth does and that can reach and do a whole lot more things than just go up and down and like swirl my tongue around a little bit. And so I think the reason that handjobs get a bad rap is because this is what we think of when we hear handjobs. Yes. And like, this is just
that up and down.
Yeah.
Right? Like that would be like only going in and out when you're having sex.
Yeah.
In
that's
one
so
position
true.
And never move like that. There's a whole range. So I invite people to be more creative and hopefully they will be after this conversation.
I love that definition. I love that explanation. I was literally just saying to Emma how I don't like giving blowjobs because my jaw, I got a small mouth. Dentists comment on it every time I go to the dentist. They're like, you have a really small mouth. I'm like, I know it fatigues easily. So my jaw will just hurt. And I'm like, this is not enjoyable. He must see how much pain I'm in. He can't be enjoying this. So I love that I can use these two beautiful things at the end of my arms to bring some joy to the world.
Yeah. I mean, amen, sister. So, and so I've read somewhere that you like to put a distinction between hand jobs and hand sex. Could you go into that a little bit?
Well, I like to call them, I like to broadly refer to playing with genitals with your hands as hand sex, because one, I think that we have this very narrow definition of sex broadly. And I want to like make it clear that I think this is just as valid of a sex act as penetration. Mm-hmm. And two, hand job implies work. Mm-hmm. And like, I want any sex act that I'm participating in to be enjoyable for both of us. And I don't want it to feel like work. So taking kind of the manual labor designation away from hand jobs and making it into hand sex, a way for us to connect with our hands, just feels like yummier to me.
Yeah. No, anytime I make jokes about hand jobs, which I guess is kind of a lot, it's always like, yeah, it's a fucking job. That's why they say it, because that's do this
the forearm
motion.
Strength.
I'm tired, you know? And so I love the distinction, and I love that you think that they're more relevant than anything right now, and that we should totally be like prioritizing them. I think this is so exciting.
Yeah, I am so excited to be talking about this. Whenever I've brought up hand jobs with my partner of 4 years, he's like, I can do that myself. Like, why would I want a hand job? Like, I can just do that by myself. And I'm like, I've always been like, I guess so. I mean, I'm sure it's
like,
different
I don't disagree.
With me there.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it's a little better with me.
Right.
But yeah, I love. That's why we really want to get into it today, because I'm like, it can't be. Like, I must be able to pull out some tricks that you would not know yourself.
Yeah.
So I want it to be special.
Well, I think.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think that's why I've also avoided them since I've started doing sexual things. It's because I'm like, isn't this kind of like something he can already do? And in my head, I'm like, he probably knows how to do it better to himself. And so I'm just flailing around over here, like hoping this is working.
I get that. And I hear that from guys frequently of like, oh, you can't possibly do it, you know, better than I can do it myself. And my counter to that is I cannot get you off more efficiently than you can. You know exactly how to touch yourself. You can do the speed round in ways that I just can't even imagine. But I can get you off more pleasurably than you can. Because one, I'm going to use lube. And I guarantee that most of the time when you're jerking off, you're not using lube. Two, I'm using two hands, which I'm almost certain you're not using two hands most of the time. Three, I have a much different angle than you do when I have two hands facing you versus you have one hand coming down.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I get a much different pussy massage from my partner than I do when I'm masturbating, even if he's using the same tools, whether he's using hands or toys or whatever. So positioning, I think, is key. Like, if you're propping yourself up on one elbow and only using one hand, then you're already like making it harder on yourself. Mm-hmm. So the first like pro tip for everyone listening is the position. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is have the person who is receiving the genital massage, regardless of their genital configuration, the receiver is lying on their back. The giver is sitting between the receiver's legs, facing them. So like if the receiver were sitting up, they'd be sitting belly to belly, but the receiver's laying back and the receiver's legs are on top of the giver's legs. So they're kind of like this.
Okay.
And so this creates kind of a diamond in between you. And so you can run your two hands up the receiver's legs and like circle them around the genitals. And now you have two hands to play with. You can make eye contact the whole time. You can watch their chest rise and fall and like notice physical indicators of pleasure. And you can also get to like behind the balls and in the perineum, mm-hmm. aka the taint, and like in the inguinal crease, and you can get above on the mound and mm-hmm. lots of options here. Mm-hmm. And you can use both hands to give stimulation instead of propping yourself up on one of them.
Oh my gosh. That was already like so much more information than I've ever known about hand jobs in my entire life.
You answered so many of our questions. I know. That, like single, like one of mine was just, where should I be looking? Because how I think of it, I guess I don't even know how I really think of positioning for hand jobs, like next to each other. I don't know.
I guess when I think of it, I think the first position you were talking about where it's like, I'm here, you know, and that's definitely I'm bored. I'm sure he's probably bored and I'm tired now because I'm using one hand and I don't know. So it's like a whole distraction. So the fact that there's a whole other different type of positioning with that diamond, again, mind blowing. Uh-huh. So much more than I've ever thought I knew about hand jobs. I love it.
So we should be making
most people
eye contact.
Who don't like hand jobs just lack either imagination or education.
What I'm going to say next time someone's like, I don't need one. It's like, you lack imagination and education about it. So there's that.
It's a real nice way to get somebody to feel really good.
Educate you.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things that I was wondering, prep. Mm-hmm. I have a few questions around that. So obviously you should be like washing your hands, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I have weak wrists. So for us old folks in young bodies, do you have mm-hmm. any good recommendations for like wrist exercises or like things that I could be practicing doing so that I can sustain?
I went to physical therapy recently for my wrist. Oh, maybe I could show you some moves.
That's a question for you.
So I also have weak wrists. So I'm with you on that. The thing is, you end up actually using your forearms more than your wrists. Okay. Like, you're not doing this kind of thing. You're doing a lot of this.
That makes sense.
So you end up getting planks are actually really good because like you're getting forearm strength, you're getting wrist strength. You can do kind of these guys where you're like pressing together and then pressing together like this.
Okay, pressing palms
like this,
and then back
which
your hands.
Which is just like good to do if you're on the computer all day to stretch your wrists.
Multi-purpose, Cass.
Yes, yeah. Wrist circles.
Two very important aspects of
like
my
this.
Life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all
I love
about
that.
Overall health and wellness.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned earlier that hand jobs are different when you give them because you use lube. So can you talk about the importance of like using lube for hand jobs? Because I've personally never done that and never thought of that.
Yes. So lube is essential for hand jobs. I believe that hand jobs without lube are cruel and unusual punishment.
I was going to say, because I feel like rug burn, you know? I was like, what about
exactly.
that?
Can you imagine getting finger banged if you're not wet?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes, exactly.
Ow.
Fucking no.
So I actually have, my boyfriend bought me for Christmas a baby bottle warmer that we keep next to the bed. Because I like warm lube. Like, I'm a bougie bitch. I want everything to feel good immediately.
Absolutely.
So we keep the lube bottle in the baby bottle warmer.
Oh,
so that when I'm ready to give him a hand job, I just like reach over. It's already really a pleasant temperature. Dump some in my hands, rub it up, rub him down. He's like, because you know that feeling when like somebody pours hot oil on you and you're like,
Well, I wish, but I believe you. I
it's
love
a thing.
it. No, I want it.
So like you do want it.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's a much easier sell than if you're like dumping cold, like, lube on genitals. Like that's not a fun thing or appealing thing, but this, it's going to glide more. You can grip more because it's sliding so easily. And like penises especially can take a lot more pressure than we tend to think. We tend to be very like tentative with penises, like, oh God, I don't want to hurt you. They have been yanking on that thing literally since they could reach it. There is nothing that you can do to a penis that they have not done 1,000 times harder to themselves.
Oh my God.
I love that so much. That's pressure hilarious. Was definitely a question that I had.
Yeah.
But in terms of lube, first of all, if I ever see a bottle warmer on somebody's registry, I'm never going to think about it the same again.
I
will tell them about the dual purpose.
Yeah.
How much lube should you be using? Should you overestimate? Should you just continually bring it in? Yeah.
How much lube? Yes. Yes is the answer to how much lube. Use more lube? Yes. I tend to go in the more is more approach to lube, especially with anal, anything, but with hand jobs also. Like, I use silicone lube, so you don't have to use a ton. Silicone lube is longer lasting than water-based lube. It doesn't get sticky as quickly. And I happen to like giving hand jobs for a long time. Like, I think my longest one was 95 minutes.
Holy shit. Your
I
forearms.
Bow down
and
to that.
Got bored.
Wow. That's fantastic. Please keep
that's
going.
God's work.
Yeah, that is God's work.
Things of the lube applications, like every, 10, 15 minutes or so, you add more, when it starts to drag a little bit, you're like, okay, let's get it slippery again. But yeah, I would start with like a palm full of lube to start.
So
a silicone lube.
That's a great question then, because, if you use a dime size.
Yeah, because I feel like
I could just moisturize.
Like most things, people are like, use a quarter size. I don't know, products in general.
Yeah.
Also consider how much penile real estate you're working with.
Right.
If they're a little bit more compact, you maybe don't need quite as much. I happen to be blessed with a partner who is particularly well endowed, so he requires more.
I like the word compact.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really good word to be using.
Yeah, because, some people really like stuff that's just compact and packing some heat,
Hardy.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Some so there should have really shallow cervixes and would strongly prefer partners who are shorter and not as unwieldy. And with any hand job technique, I use 2 full fists for my partner, but you could absolutely just use 2 fingers and 2 thumbs and do all of the same things, just on a slightly smaller scale.
Right. And so the next question I had is for initiating. So the position that you mentioned, that's obviously not like someone who's giving a hand job for the first time would go into. So if you want to give a pleasurable, unique hand job, how do you initiate okay, now I'm going to ask you to slide your legs this way and I'm going to go this way. So what's a good, easy way to get into a hand job?
Absolutely. So my favorite 4 words in the English language when it comes to sex come from my colleague, Reed Mahalko, who likes to start with, I have an idea.
That's good. Okay, that's one way.
Right? There's your opener. Mm-hmm. I have an idea. I was listening to this podcast the other day, and some crazy chick from SoCal was talking about hand jobs in a way that I've never heard anyone talk about hand jobs before. Please blame me. I love it when people blame me for their sexual adventures. And then you can go into, well, she said you're supposed to lay back like this. And so then, it's not coming from you. You can blame it on me. I'll be the weird one who wants you to try shit. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine.
So, I'm a sex coach. It's what I do.
Yeah.
So then, you just say, I want to do something completely different. And this seems really fun. Can we give it a shot? And if you hate it, we never have to do it like this again. If this is not fun for you, I'm not attached to it, but let's just have what my colleague Jaya calls a sex lab, where we kind of put on our little lab coats and take notes and see what works with no attachment to outcomes. So nobody's bad or wrong if it's a complete disaster. You just be well, that's good to know.
Right.
Moving on. So that's how I would initiate it. Do you want to try something that could potentially totally blow your mind? And if it doesn't work, we never have to do it again.
And it's not my fault. It's her fault.
Totally blame me.
Yeah.
That crazy bitch said this is going to be awesome and I hated it. And cool. I can handle it. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's a fantastic way to start really anything.
Because sexually. It also doesn't have to mean that you're working on your communication skills. Like, those can take longer, you know, in like working on how to like bring up sex things that maybe you're a little uncomfortable with. But this can just be like, I'm putting it all on her. So I'm going to say, I have an idea of something I heard about today. And that, then it's just so much more approachable and you can try things that are a little bit more adventurous. So I think that's so perfect. That's a perfect way to lead into it.
Yeah. I love the idea of you taking the blame. Yeah. Because I think that can be a lot of pressure.
Like, that is,
because
if it's your idea,
go right, then I'm the weird one who came up with this weird diamond shape to do thing. And it's like,
yeah,
wasn't me.
Right? And if it's not going exactly how you like pictured it, you could be like, oh, well, she said you need to be a little bit more this way. And then it's like literally using you in like the perfect way possible for communication.
As a proxy.
Right.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. Yeah. So thank you for the work that you do and the blame that you take.
Oh, I love it.
That's literally my job as a sex coach. 90% of the time is like giving people permission to try new shit, giving them someone to blame if it doesn't work quite right or they don't know what they're doing, and like acting as a translator when they don't know how to talk to each other. Like, yeah. That's my job in a nutshell.
Just superhero powers. I love it.
That's fantastic. I am not sure which question should come first. So maybe you answer which one you want to answer first. I'm wondering about strokes, like the actual like motion. But then I'm also wondering, because you've talked about using two hands. And that was another question that I have. So I don't know which one comes first.
Yeah.
But both of those.
Yeah.
I'll answer them together. How about that?
Beautiful.
All right. So my demo cock is over there. So I'm just going to use my water bottle instead.
Okay.
So two hands, I like to do the pepper grinder.
Okay.
Where you're like twisting in opposite directions and squeezing nice and hard. Mm-hmm. I like to do the bottle rocket where you put one hand at the base to kind of hold it and the other hand squeeze, pull off the top, squeeze, pull off the top.
So you come all the way off?
All the way off.
Okay.
And then you go the other way where you start with like a fist on top and then you go down, fist, down, fist, down, and that's called waterfall. Then there's two hands and like this. Mm-hmm. This is the fire starter.
Okay. See, this is why it's perfect to use lube, because all of this I'm picturing like rug burn, but if you have lube, that's perfect.
You have to have lube.
Yeah.
I also like doing like an okay sign like this. Mm-hmm. This is harder to do on a water bottle. Yeah. Like going up and down like this, or you can make like a U shape and go up and down. You can do that with both hands and like U up and down, okay, up and down.
And this whole time, you should not be worrying about the pressure, right? Like, the more pressure, the better, generally?
Well, so I don't want to generalize. What I would say is this is where communication comes in. Okay. It's really helpful if you say, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I can't feel it at all, and 10 being I feel like you're going to break my dick off, where are you? Yeah. You literally dial in the pressure. Do you? Mm-hmm. And if they're not comfortable using a Likert scale in the bedroom, then you can just be like, do you want me to squeeze more? Do you want me to try it like this and squeeze harder? Or do you like it better like this? And don't, let your pressure out a little bit and then let them decide. I call it the eye doctor test. Like, do you like it better when I do this or this?
Yeah.
And then instead of having to be like, what do you like? And then they have to like try to explain or show you. And it's like on the spot, it's very confronting. Mm-hmm. You can give them options and then they can just order like a menu.
I love that.
That's so perfect. When I remember my very first encounter with a penis, I thought I was giving a hand job, but it was just me petting over the pants. And he was like,
that's a precursor to a hand job.
I know. I was getting so close. And he was like, thank you. But you can go harder. You can actually touch my penis. You can like actually stroke, and it was so cute. It's actually very endearing, but I definitely thought I was like giving a hand job.
Like, just, I am phenomenal at this.
I was like, I hope this
just the softest touch,
the most action,
angel hands.
I know, because I was so scared of like hurting or whatever. So I'm glad we're touching on pressure.
Yes.
Because that's definitely something in my head that I'm thinking of like, is this too much, too little? mm-hmm. and where am I on
totally.
That scale?
Check in. You gotta ask, because at the end of the day, we are not mind readers. And unless you're waiting for your partner to like wince in pain, yeah. you don't want to get to that point.
Right.
You want to like check in and be like, hey, do you want it faster or slower? Because pacing is also important. Some people want it like this, and some people want slow, deep strokes. Some people want light, kind of energetic, etheric strokes. And that's the other thing. You can like just run your fingers over it, over the head, over, you know, the different parts and the veins, the balls. Oh my God.
Let's get into the balls.
Cass and I both are like, yes, this is where we want to go. Let's go for the balls. Okay.
I love balls so much. I did not always. Uh-huh. I used to be very intimidated by balls. I thought that I was going to hurt them. Like all you ever right. see yes. in TV is that they're like,
don't touch
this
them.
Huge danger zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it turns out that they actually can feel amazing to receive touch. Now, check in with your partner first, mm-hmm. because maybe they are super sensitive and they don't like their balls to be touched, or they want to kind of supervise until that they're confident that you're not going to fuck it up.
Like,
that's valid.
Yeah.
You do want to be a little bit more delicate with them, especially at first. But honestly, like my boyfriend loves it when I just kind of pet his balls. Like I run my fingers over them lightly, I kind of like butterfly stroke, or like it almost looks like a jellyfish, where like I let my fingers kind of trail over them, down the sides, behind the back. Like I'll pull from the back gently and like let my two fingers like glide along his perineum. I might take them in my hand and just squeeze very gently and like pull very gently, just to see how that feels, and check in the whole time. How does this feel? Do you like this? Does it feel better when I do this or that? But like, I just love stroking his balls, and it's like one of his favorite ways for me to wake him up in the morning.
Oh, fuck
even
yeah.
before he gets hard. Like, mm-hmm. I'll just like kind of push his penis out of the way.
Floppy get away.
And I just start playing with his balls, and sooner or later, like he wakes up and he's like, good morning.
He's completely like, yes. awake. Yeah.
Right?
Wow. What a way to wake up. That's so much nicer than the way I wake up my partner.
Yeah.
Usually we're in a rush. So yeah. I'm like, get the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I like your way. And yeah. I think he would too.
I think he would too. But I need like things to do with the balls, because I don't know, like exactly like you said, you're scared. So obviously you need communication, but you're always trained to like, don't ever touch the balls. But you hear right. from like Cosmo that sometimes touching the balls, I know it could be, but it's what I used as my like mecca when I was young and didn't have us.
Oh, I know. I used to read Red Book, like, and then yeah. I look back as a sex educator and I'm like, oh gosh, yeah. that's heteronormative and reductive.
Right. No, like, totally.
But I hear you. It's sometimes the first time anyone ever talks about sex in a remotely positive way.
Right. So I've only been like cupping them, because I'm like, I don't want to go too hard, but like, here's some pressure.
Take the weight off of you. I'll hold them. They're on me.
Thing to know about balls is that the skin of the balls is the same kind of skin as we have in our outer labia.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, you don't have to tell me, but like if you play with your labia at all, or have experimented mm-hmm. with like tugging on them or stroking them or like massaging them when you're masturbating, or maybe when your partner's playing with your yeah. pussy, that skin likes the same kinds of things.
Okay.
So you can kind of like rub the skin between your fingers. You can massage, you can run your hands over. Again, lube, real important.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, but to keep,
you know,
in
think
mind.
Think of the ways that you like to play with your outer labia and try that on the balls.
Right.
So when you are playing with the balls, is that with one hand, or are both hands dedicated to that? Can one hand be stroking? I guess you'd have to.
We
that's
have
a lot
performance
to take
anxiety.
Care of.
Yeah. So we want to make sure we're getting a very clear picture of how to do both.
I like to kind of change it up. Mm-hmm. I like to constantly kind of keep my partner guessing, because that's how you do a marathon thing.
Yeah,
like, mm-hmm. If you do the same thing for 90 minutes, they're going to get bored after a while. But mm-hmm. if you kind of change it up with some frequency, especially like checking in with them, do you want me to try something else, or is this really good for you? Because maybe they're mm-hmm. in a rhythm and they're getting real close, and like they want yeah. you to keep going just like that. So there's a situation where I love like having one hand stroking or just like massaging the pubic mound while I'm playing with the balls, or like I'll be going up and down with one hand and kind of pulling the balls, like making my fingers into almost a cock ring. So like going around them so that the balls are sticking out right here and like tugging on them very gently and putting a little bit of gentle pressure on them as I'm stroking. My boyfriend goes crazy for that move. I also, if you want a different position, this is one that's a little bit tougher for some guys, especially if they have like weird hangups about like submissiveness or whatever. But I have found that another fantastic position for hand jobs is having the person with the penis on their hands and knees. And you are kneeling or sitting to the side of them, like, so their thigh is right in front of you, and you're stroking with one hand and you're playing with their balls, like, from behind.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's like they're being milked. And it's like, it's a little bit of a mind fuck for them. But if they're into it, they'll be really into it. And if they're at least willing to try it, they might be pretty impressed with like how much leverage you can get. Cause I like to use this part of my hand behind the balls and massage it. Cause that's the perineum. You can indirectly stimulate the prostate without actually going inside. So I like massaging like that. Cause it also allows you to massage the root of the penis, which goes into the body a couple of inches and stroke it at the same time. And so you can kind of do this thing where you're just going crazy.
You are a damn magician. I love it. Yeah. I feel like that would definitely be, you know, a thing to get used to for a guy or someone that's not used to being more submissive. You know, all right, get on all fours. But if it works, it fucking works. And, you know, like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, once they do it once, I'm sure it's like,
it's like,
this is fine. When they start coming through their ears, they're like, oh, this actually is kind of a great idea.
Like, I'll get on all fours anytime.
Anytime you want.
You're just crawling around.
So you mentioned it a couple times, the perineum. And so as I've heard the slang, I don't know if this is slang, gooch or taint or whatever. So where are those two spots, if there's two? Or are those the same
thing?
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Okay.
Those are all different words for the same spot. It's the area between right behind the balls and the asshole. That's
okay. Gotcha. So that's like stimulating to touch as well during a hand job.
Super, super enervated. Lots and lots of yummy nerve endings in there. And, you know, obviously respect your partner. Don't go anywhere near their butthole if they're not comfortable with it. And you might even, if you're playing with the perineum, they might get a little bit like, hey, 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 you're getting a little, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's okay to reassure them. I hear you. I would never touch your butthole unless you invite me to. Like, this is not where that's going. I'm not going to, like, surprise you. That's not okay. I respect you. Like, you can reassure them. But there are so many yummy nerve endings in that area that to ignore it completely is kind of cheating them out of a lot of awesome pleasure.
So how do you touch it?
Yeah.
Like, how do you stimulate it?
That I like to stimulate the way that you would massage like your shoulder, where it gets real tense, like in here. Like, it is a big muscular area. So I don't like to poke at it. I like to kind of like use the heel of my hand on it, or the like meat of my thumb on it. Kind of, I can do the thumb over thumb, like massage-y kind of pressure on it. Sometimes I'll do like my knuckles going up and down on it can feel really nice, or like the flat part of your fingers. Cause the cool thing about your hands, which is they're so much more dynamic than your mouth. You can do so many different things with like different areas. There's textures, there's, you know, if you go in between, if you go next to, if you go here, if you go there, like so many possibilities.
Yeah. If people aren't sold on doing more hand jobs by now, I don't know what will, because
nothing
this is
will.
Like a whole other world, and I fucking love it. That's amazing. How would you use the back of your hands? Like, I saw you, like, you know, when you're on the water bottle a little bit, but I've like, that is so outside of anything that I've ever heard before, and I love it. So I would love to just touch on it a little further.
Yeah. So you can do a couple of things. You can actually stroke with the back of your hands like this.
Okay.
Which is just a very different texture than your palm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really,
you can use the back of your hand to kind of come up, like up the perineum.
Okay.
And press like that.
Yeah.
And then use your knuckles. So you're kind of going like that.
You can become a full-blown massage therapist.
Yeah. Fuck.
So here's the thing. I really like being good at things that most people are not good at. It gets me off to blow people's minds in ways that they're not expecting. So like if that pings in you and you're like, oh, that'd be kind of cool to be like really good at something that they weren't expecting me to be phenomenal at. Hand jobs are the thing. And I've had it said about me. Someone said that I gave the Ferrari of hand jobs.
Oh, fuck.
And I like to say that I give life-changing hand jobs. And like, I can just casually throw that down on a first date and these guys are like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Only one way to find out, yeah. Motherfucker.
That's like the ultimate bio for any sort of like dating thing ever.
Ever. I have been said to give the Ferrari of hand jobs.
Yeah.
Life-changing
hand jobs. I will change your life with my hand jobs.
So just FYI.
My God.
When you're describing a few of the different strokes and rhythms that you can do, for me, I'm like, how do I do that sitting up? So are there any other positions? Like, so you said the diamond one. So are there more positions that you can do for hand jobs? And the milking the cow one.
Yeah, the milking the cow one is another one. You can do it on your side. If you want to, like, if you want to do any of these positions with just one hand instead of two, you can prop yourself up or you can kind of like, let's see, what's the way to, oh, you can do perpendicular.
Okay.
So you can actually like lie, if they're lying on their back, you can lie facing them with your elbows kind of like your tits are sort of draped over their thigh. And then you've got one arm on the ground and one arm on their abdomen. You can do it that way.
Okay.
If you want to be like laying down.
Gotcha.
The other thing is if you're worried about like back fatigue, which I totally, you know, after 90 minutes, your back gets a little sore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A really helpful hack is if you take like a bathroom towel, a nice long one, if you roll it up lengthwise and put it behind your back and let them hold the two ends, they can actually hold you up while you're doing this.
Oh, fuck.
And that might be my favorite tip.
Yeah. Tandem, bitch. I love it.
Wow. Oh, I love that so much. That just solved like
half
my issues.
Yeah, I can't do anything for 90 minutes. So the fact that you can do a job for 90 minutes, you're going to need some back support. Oh, my God.
You do need back support. Also, that trick doubles as a doggy style strap where if they put it around your abdomen, if they're behind you, they can pull you deeper into them.
Fuck.
You have good tips.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Good is not a good enough word. You have incredible life changing tips.
That's what they say.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, darling.
Yeah.
I get it. They should pay you all the bucks. Well, one of my biggest questions is what do you do with the semen? Like, do you aim it somewhere? Should you get it? A tissue feels clinical.
It feels icky.
It just feels like it's not going to add to the situation.
No.
So what is a way to add to the situation without taking away from like
all the work you just did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there's a couple of options. One is, you know, that towel that you have wrapped around your back.
Okay.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And this is my favorite one. My boyfriend totally turned me onto this. I cannot take credit. I never used these before he suggested them, but hand towels / washcloths.
Okay.
We literally keep them like six or seven of them, like four on each side, on either side of the bed. Nice. So anytime like our hands are lubey or covered in cum or whatever, you just reach for one of those, towel it right off. That's easy. If you want to get fancy, you can prep like a warm towel and have it like moist and waiting if you want to be like bougie.
So this is a very specific question, but I love getting really specific because this is what I think about in the moment. So would you have them like come into your hand first or would you have them come directly into the towel?
I tend to have them come into my hand and like onto their abdomen.
Okay.
Like typically I'm sitting between their legs. It shoots up either up or like kind of toward their faces. I definitely had guys like get a face full. Whatever.
That's the name of the game, my friend.
I'm not real stressed about it. Like,
In my head, and I feel like a lot of people who are giving hand jobs you always feel like you need to claim the responsibility of the aftermath. You know, it's like, oh, it needs to go. Okay, I need to get into a position where it looks hot of it, like, coming on me. Or, like, I do it perfectly in, like, a towel and, like, he can't see it. Or it's, but it's, like, I love, it's like, fuck it. It might go in your face. Fuck it. Like,
aim it in their face.
Yeah. So I love that. Like, that needs to be talked about more. It's like, no, I don't take responsibility. I don't want it in my face. I don't really want it in my hand for that long. Like, it might go on you, and that's you're welcome. Because
it is not your job to make the cum sexy.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that.
Unless that's something you're into. If you want them to come on your tits and he's getting close and you want to switch it up so like he's kneeling or standing and it goes onto you or onto your face because you're into that, fuck yeah, do that.
Absolutely.
But if you're not, if you're like really comfortable in this position, or if you're like me, like I don't want it anywhere near my face, like nope, I want it cleaned up because I like it inside of me. I love it when my boyfriend comes inside of me, especially because he has a vasectomy, so there's zero pregnancy risk.
Nice.
Vasectomy is like a pickup line for me. I'm like, oh, you're clipped? Awesome.
Love that.
So I like it inside of me, and that is it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I want it cleaned up as quickly as possible. So as soon as he comes, I'm like reaching for the towel, or it's already next to him, or like I've gotten him really close, and I just hop on top of him and then ride him out until he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lots of options.
Lots of options.
I love that. That's a question I've had for so long with like really nowhere to put it.
Right.
Which
well,
makes sense that's... for this. Which oh, makes well. Sense for the question.
But I think that's another reason why I've skipped hand jobs too. Mm-hmm. So like, how do I finish that? Like,
feels messy.
It feels messy.
Hand towels.
Okay. But I also hate, like, I think you mentioned in the beginning, like, I do not like cum in my mouth. So blowjobs, I also kind of dip out quickly, you know, before it's done.
Just run.
I just bye.
I request a courtesy tap. Mm-hmm. If my mouth is around your genitals, I absolutely want to be let know when you're getting close. I know you know.
Yeah.
So
motherfucker, I know
you
know.
Oh, I didn't realize. Like, no, motherfucker. You've done it enough times. You know what that feels like.
Yeah. God, it's such a cop out. It's like blue balls. None of that's real. It's cock out. Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh my God. I am learning so
fucking much. I know.
Is there anything that we should be aware of for like circumcised versus uncircumcised? Oh, yeah. Is there any sort of like
difference?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked. Uncircumcised penises are fucking awesome. They do not get nearly enough credit. They don't get nearly enough like accolades. They're amazing. And I've met so many uncircumcised guys, people who identify as men, who I'm like, oh my God, you're uncircumcised? That's amazing. And they're like, I've never had anyone get excited about that before. Like,
so nice.
And it's great. It's like a built-in masturbation sleeve.
Oh my
God. That's
gosh.
True. Super, 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 super sensitive. Mm-hmm. You don't need to use nearly as much lube, although I would still encourage you to use lube. But if you didn't have lube and you have an uncircumcised penis in front of you, you don't actually need it.
Whoa.
Is that because it slides
just more
so
skin.
Beautifully.
Okay. Yeah. I've never been with an uncircumcised penis, not because I don't want to, but just by circumstance. So I don't know like how that would work differently or if there would be a different approach for hand jobs.
It's glorious. When I started sleeping with European guys, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And it's hard because most of the guys I date are Jewish and I love Jewish guys, but like there are nary an uncircumcised one among them. So to find my foreskin, I had to outsource to Europe.
I had to outsource
Oh my God.
And I found it.
So is there a pressure difference? So shout out to my partner who is uncircumcised.
Go yours.
He's German.
Lucky you.
He's German. So I guess there's that. But yeah, is there like a pressure difference? Because you mentioned the sensitivity.
Yes. So the head of the penis is like a million times more sensitive than a circumcised penis. So like literally every person with a penis in the world that's circumcised has every right to be real pissed off at their parents because literally they robbed them of like 20,000 nerve endings.
Wow.
No joke.
Whoa. That's insane.
Yeah. Uncircumcised penises have 24,000 nerve endings. Circumcised penises have 4,000 nerve endings. Clitorises have 8,000 nerve endings. So circumcised penises totally get like the short end of the stick.
Damn.
At least in one area of life.
No wonder Jürgen's so sensitive.
So you want to be real gentle with pressure on the head because it's covered most of the time. So it hasn't been desensitized the way a circumcised cock has. So check with them about what kind of direct stimulation on the head of the penis they like. The shaft tends to be pretty, like you can be pretty firm with it, but like check in with them about how they like the head stimulated specifically.
Okay.
Oh, that's really good to
know. That is so good to know. That's insane how many more nerve endings there are. That's really sad for all the other ones.
The tears.
Yeah. Wow.
God.
And so for my ego, I also have one more question, which is how to recover if you go, if like they go soft or limp in the middle of a hand job.
Celebrate. Don't freak out.
Oh, okay. I love this.
Here's the thing. Penises feel just as good when they're flaccid as they do when they're erect.
Really?
All of the nerves are still there. Like, guys, you know, get very in their heads about having to be like long, hard, erect all the time.
Yeah.
But in reality, they feel just as good when they're soft. And so don't panic. Like, this is like Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't panic. It's fine. If you freak out, they'll freak out. And they'll be like, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm
like a spider.
Cool. This is great. Let me try some other things. You're probably going to want to, you know, instead of using your two hands, mm-hmm. you're probably going to use like fingers instead. You're going to like do a lot more massagey kinds of moves mm-hmm. with the soft penis, but it still feels amazing. So like, don't stress.
And don't stop then, right? Like,
stop.
Okay.
Unless they ask you to. Like, right. You can say, you know, hey, I'm happy to keep going if you'd like me to.
Right.
And let them call it. But if you're like, oh God, and you know, you freeze and then they're like shame spiraling and right. it snowballs.
So I feel like it could probably happen for like a number of reasons, but
a thousand reasons so that it's, have nothing to do with you.
Okay. So it could just be like pressure or their mind wanders for a split second, right? So it shouldn't be like taken on your skills.
Do you ever get really close to orgasming and then something gets in your head and it just like poof pops away?
Million times.
Or you're stressed or you're tired or you're hungry or like your leg cramps up and like it just
that's the one.
It's like it disappears. That is exactly what happens with penises. And it's totally not your fault.
I love that. I think that needs to be so much more normalized for both people with penises and people who are playing with penises, because that is such a stressor and it just doesn't have to be. It's like such a shame thing that just needs to be busted right out the fucking door.
This past minute could be its own episode. Like, I just feel like that I had no idea that like it still felt good for me to touch a penis when it was soft. Like, for some reason, I was like, oh, they're done. Like, no, that's a no.
And because the people I've been with, if it does go soft, it's like, oh, okay, stop. It's like, but I really didn't care. But for me, in my head, the way that they reacted was like, oh, now it doesn't feel good. I'm not turned on. And like, we should stop.
Nope. They're in shame spiral central.
Got it.
And now, some people might actually genuinely, either the shame is just too strong or they're like, oh, no, I am actually done. So check in for sure. Don't be like, oh, no, Ashley said to ignore you when you say stop. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, but you can just be like, hey, I would really love to keep playing with it if that's okay.
Right. This is just been the most amazing 45 minutes of my life.
Oh my God. I am so ready to give hand jobs.
I know. I'm so ready.
My hands are just aching.
Tingling.
To get out there.
Not to get to work, to get to play.
Get to play.
There you go. Yes. Make it fun. Like, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
Right.
That brings me to one other question. Should I be talking? Should I be moaning? Like, should I be doing with my vocals?
Yeah.
Do what feels authentic for you.
Okay.
And if they like dirty talk, if that turns them on, if that feeds their fantasy, like, ooh, you like that, don't you? Yeah, you like it when I stroke your big, thick cock. You can also be like, it's so hot to watch your face and watch your eyes. And I love feeling the way that you respond to me. And your cock feels so good in my hands. Like, there's that option as well. Or I just kind of like have this shit eating grin on my face the whole time because I'm like, I know I'm blowing your mind right now. I'm just going to sit back and watch you explode.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's me blowing your mind. Yep, that's what's happening.
Your life is changing.
Yep. This is happening.
Your life is changing as we speak.
You now know what it's like to drive a Ferrari.
Yes.
So you're welcome.
Oh, fuck yeah. That is so amazing.
Oh.
Well, I feel like we've gotten to the time in our episode where we like to do homework for honeys. where we talk about one actionable step that we can all take to start incorporating all of this amazing hand job knowledge.
Oh my God.
So, Ashley, would you do the honor of assigning some homework for us?
Absolutely. So your homework, should you choose to accept it, is to go out and get a bottle of silicone lube. That's step one. Step two is to tell your partner that you listened to this episode and that you want to try something completely different. Step three is to get them into reclining diamond position where they're laying back and you're between their legs. Step four is to use both hands. Step five, enjoy.
Yes. That is like the most specific there you go homework I feel like we've ever
gotten.
Oh, I
love it. I think that's, I love it. It might be my favorite.
I know, right? I fucking love it.
Oh, where can our listeners continue to connect with you?
Oh, please do. If this was interesting to you, I actually have an online hand sex masterclass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So it is it's called the 10 Commandments of Hand Sex.
Yes.
Love it.
So there are actually 10 segments. There are many, many hours of videos that I did with my colleague, Roxanne De Palma. And you can find that at elevatedintimacy.com. And I also am on Instagram at Canisexual. I have my own podcast called Elevated Intimacy, which is on all the podcast networks. And I am currently enrolling folks with vulvas in my 6-week online sex magic course.
Ooh.
Called Activating Your Cosmic Pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
6 weeks of connecting with other like-minded aspiring witches, learning how to feel empowered in our pleasure, own our desires, ask for what we want, engage with plant medicine to the level that we're comfortable. It's really powerful. I just finished up my first group and I'm kind of building it into a sisterhood of sorts. Mm. So you'll also get to join the community of folks who have already gone through the course.
I love it.
It's really transformative. So you can find that at mycosmicpussy.com. But everything, there's links to everything on my website, which is canisexual.
Perfect. And we'll have everything linked in the show notes as well. So head there and do all of those things.
All of the fucking
so
things.
So amazing.
Jesus. Thank you so much, Ashley, for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Let's give a handy to Ashley. Anyway,
it's so, a round of applause.
Well, or you could give a hand.
That's helping.
Here's a helping hand. Thank you, Ashley, so much for being on the podcast today to tell us all about giving a hand job, hand drive, as you said. And thank you so much to our listeners for sticking around.
And if you want to give us a helpful hand, head on over
see?
To
it
Apple
worked.
Podcasts.
It
did not work in the way you said
it. Well, it did.
It worked in the way I said it.
Nope.
And rate, review, and I just made a gross sound. I'm so sorry. I was like,
I apologize.
Wet
you
mouth.
Don't have to subscribe.
But if you still want to, even after that, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to Honey Do Me Podcast. It helps us more than you will ever know.
More than you ever know.
Is that a song?
It will be. Mm. All right, we'll
In
see you.
The arms of the angels.
The
animals dying commercial. On that note,
we'll see you next week.